You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Casual Friday, and I am joined by the ever-increasing loveliness and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
If I must say so myself.
I think you're a bit prejudiced.
No, I mean, I saw you. You had a pair of jeans on the other day that when you and I first started dating, you used to wear.
Uh-huh.
What do they call them? Boyfriend jeans?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they were like sagging around your waist. I mean, they used to fit you, and now they're too loose on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's funny. Rob Regish said the other day, if you're not one of those people who wants to pay attention to the scale, he said, find a pair of jeans. Don't wash them. Try them on. See how they fit. Put them in the closet. Every couple weeks, try them on again and see where you're going. Are they tighter? Are they getting looser? He says, if you're not one of those people who wants to get on the scale and get body weight done, body fat done, he said, find yourself a pair of jeans and let those be your template for losing weight. It makes perfect sense.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, simple things. Simple things like that.
It's the simple things in life.
Yes.
Like anyway. Basketball.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the chick here when it comes to basketball. Elise is watching the game. She's calling the bookie.
I am not calling the bookie.
She wants to bet the line. She wants to know what the under is and the over. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what's going on? Oh, well, Louisville just won.
Louisville beat Michigan State, which was a number one seed. So Louisville's going to be in the Elite Eight. Kentucky plays Indiana today in Atlanta. So that'll be a good game.
And really what everybody in this city hopes for is UK to play U of L, because then everybody runs around with their blue flags and their red flags. And the shotguns come out.
They
and
do not.
People start shooting each other over
like the
game.
Like the hillbillies,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, have you been on Facebook lately?
Yes, I have, actually, this morning.
Anything good?
Oh, yes. You posted a picture, and I love it. And it says, you're not going to get the butt you want by sitting on it.
Yes.
And it has a picture of a really firm, clearly woman's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess several people shared it.
Right.
And one person who shared it, someone commented on their share of it. This doesn't look like a woman's butt. It looks like a man's butt and something. And then that person commented very, diplomatically back, you get the idea, Zumba girl or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's humorous because I think that the attitude about muscularity and femininity are really skewed right now.
I think so.
I think that women have been sold a bill of goods by whoever it is in the mainstream media that skinny is the important thing. Waifish is the important thing. Having a smooth shape is the important thing. And trust me on this. When you turn 60 and you can't get out of a chair without assistance or bouncing up and down, you're going to wish you skipped the Zumba class and hit the weights.
Mm-hmm.
You better start squatting. Squats increase bone mineral uptake the same way as estrogen replacement therapy in postmenopausal women. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really great butt in that picture. That's a firm, muscular, athletic-looking butt. And that's not just a man's butt. Firm, muscular, athletic is women, too.
Right.
I mean, we have to get rid of these. Women are at the greatest risk of metabolic disorder today because of this penchant for the skinny fat model.
So, I agree.
Anyway, so I just wanted to comment.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman having a round butt because
yeah.
I've certainly got that.
Right. But it doesn't have to be wide and fat and, I mean, the days of those really big, wide butts, they're gone.
Right.
If it's jiggling around,
No.
It doesn't need to
and
be
And that's
there.
Not what I meant when I just said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Anyway, okay.
So we're going to Northern Kentucky this weekend. There's a bodybuilding show, the Northern Kentucky.
It's a big event, actually.
We want to give a shout out to
Beverly and Roger.
No, it's Sandy and
Roger. They own Beverly International. Sandy and Roger Ridinger. Yeah, they've really made this event a big deal, and we'll be up there covering it this weekend.
They've done a really good job. Last year they only had 200 and something competitors. This year they have close to 400.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy for them.
Yeah, every year that event grows. In fact, Wade Johnson is a huge supporter of Beverly products.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a Beverly athlete, I think, for a long time, actually.
Well, since I've started working with my new coach, I've started using some of their supplements. And
right.
I have to tell you, I really do like some of them.
Yeah. Didn't you hear one of those supplements mentioned by Joy Bauer this morning on the Today Show? Oh, no. How silly I am.
No, I don't think she would mention that, but I was watching the Today Show while I was on the treadmill this morning doing my morning cardio. And what was interesting is they did a segment of what to eat before. So it's what to eat before you work out, what to eat before sex, what to eat before a job interview, and so on.
Yes.
And I was shocked at some of the things she suggested. Like what to eat before you work out, which I took a huge issue with. Let me say what she said. If you're doing moderate exercise, and then she said
quantified
moderate exercise is an hour or less. So if I'm in the gym for an hour and somebody else is in the gym for an hour, how does she know what our workout is? Because when I'm in the gym for an hour, it's a tough workout.
When our good friend David is in the gym for an hour.
He sits at one machine for 7 minutes, bless his heart, and watches all the women.
That is probably not even considered moderate.
No, exactly. So she said moderate exercise, and so I took really huge issue with that. But then she said to eat a banana and have some caffeine before your workout.
Right. Just a banana.
Just a banana. No protein.
And because all you need is potassium before a workout.
Yeah, that was the reasoning, was the potassium. Yeah.
And a little bit of sugar that comes with the banana, because banana is pretty, you know.
It has a lot of sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, depending on where it is in the ripening stage. But and so this is an exact example of what goes wrong when you try to oversimplify things that have multiple variables.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make these blanket statements. But the problem is these people create this expert approach,
right.
Like Dr. Oz.
And she's a registered dietitian,
yeah.
So she's the Today Show expert.
Yeah, she's the expert. And clearly, you know, in an effort to try to simplify things for the masses out there,
mm-hmm.
they quite often really get it wrong. If anything, she should have emphasized protein before a meal with some carbohydrate source. Now, that carbohydrate could have been banana. That's fine. But you should have said, you know, have 3 or 4 eggs plus a banana right before your workout, an hour before, a half hour before your workout. That would have been a more suitable meal. No amino acids. She's getting no protein before a workout. That's a big mistake.
The only one she said to have protein before was your job interview.
Why?
To keep you alert.
Well, doesn't she understand that the ability, I mean, we've talked about this on the show, the ability to train intensely starts in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So if your brain is lagging, your workouts are going to lag.
Well, she also said that before the job interview to have salmon, and she had a plate of salmon and eggs. She said because the omega-3s in the salmon will help with brain function.
True.
But why not have that before your workout?
Oh, yeah, because she has to make it different. She has to say, you need something different for every activity.
Before bed was rice cakes and cottage cheese on it.
The cottage cheese I can live with, but I would have added a fat to the cottage cheese to slow everything down so that the body can survive on that for 5-6 hours, as opposed to giving your body a ready carbohydrate that's going to become glucose quickly at a time of the night when your body doesn't need any extra energy.
She suggested the cottage cheese because of the tryptophan.
Yeah, there's tryptophan in cottage cheese, but that's not, I mean, why not have turkey then? She
exactly.
should have said, why not have a piece of turkey before bed?
And then she sprinkled it with cinnamon.
That's a good thing. The cinnamon could blunt the effects of the rice cake, but why have rice before bed? Why have rice before a time when you're basically hibernating for 8 hours?
And you're going to love this one. Before a long drive, have caffeine and edamame.
edamame. Sure, because everybody knows that if your estrogen levels are high, you're least likely to get involved in a flirtatious event in, on the road. I mean, what's that about? Why edamame before a drive?
Call Joy and ask her.
I mean, you know what? This is a sad, sad situation because the real problem is there are so many people out there who are so uninformed.
Well, that's the problem with the media, because so many people listen to, example, Dr. Oz. I have friends who listen to Dr. Oz and they do everything he suggests.
Yeah, which means that they contradict themselves. One day they buy something, then the next day they throw it away because one day he says to eat this and the next day he says don't eat this.
Yes.
So, you know, Dr. Oz is good for the economy, at least at the grocery store level. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
What did she say about before sex?
She said to have strawberries dipped in dark chocolate with champagne.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, that's a normal. Everyone would know that.
Yeah. But I would have also added some sort of food source that has a high arginine.
Oh, or watermelon, because it's a natural Viagra.
Yeah, because it's high in arginine.
Mm-hmm.
So she should have scratched the strawberries and gone for the watermelon. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Watermelon and champagne sounds actually very good.
Too much sugar.
Okay, never mind. I digress. All right, well, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, what are we going to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, it looks like gardening weather is starting soon.
I know. What the hell's going on here?
I've got a dogwood tree blooming already.
And it's not global warming because Alaska has had their coldest winter in 35 years.
The media says global warming.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Don't listen to Joy Bauer. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pezol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Those of you who were listening closely noticed that I had an open mic in the studio during the break. Good thing I didn't say anything embarrassing.
That would have been embarrassing.
You know, you want to hear a funny story real quick? There was a period of time when I was moving out of my studio so that I could move to Phoenix. So I brought all my equipment into my apartment and had it running. And I used to do my show from like the dining room table for about 2 weeks this went on. Well, one day I get an email from somebody saying they think that there's an open mic because I had the mic open the whole time, like I'm in the house cleaning, cooking, watching television, and it's going out over the air. And who knows what I was saying? Anybody who was listening closely probably heard, you know.
It'd be like one of those reality TV shows where you just watch how people live.
Yeah. Listen how they live instead.
Yes.
There you go.
So it looks like we should be doing a gardening show soon.
I know. What the hell?
I know, right?
The weather is, I mean, it's amazing. We're already mowing lawns
here. I had to mow the lawn twice already.
I know. And you did a great job at it, too. So, yeah, I know. It's amazing. Yeah, what the hell's going on? But we do have to think about it. Should we start gardening now? Or is there still potential for another frost?
No, here in this area, you still have to go with that there's potential for first frost until May 10th. Mm. So, I mean, I haven't planted any herbs or anything right now.
Yeah, everything's in your house.
Well, I have a lot of things in my sunroom. Yes.
By the way, we have to send a picture of our grapefruit tree to Carlos Cardenas.
Yes, we took a seed from one of the grapefruits that Carlos gave us.
From his family's farm.
From his family farm. It was just a seed.
Well, it was a seed that had a sprout coming out of it. That's why we planted it. It was like, oh my God, look at this. It's got like a little, like two little leaves were poking out of it. And so you finished germinating it and planted it.
Mm-hmm. And now it's gotten really big.
About 8 inches, 9 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Who knows? Maybe a couple of years from now we'll have grapefruits from that.
Well, we got a lemon this year lemon tree.
2 years we waited for that one lemon. Could have gone to the grocery. Good thing we'd have to wait and for that thing to do lemons for us to eat lemons.
I know. But I am going to plant some cilantro this year. And Kevin Stevenson posted on Facebook an article about the benefits of cilantro,
right,
which cilantro comes from the coriander seed, which we talked about last year. But I was really surprised at the list of benefits cilantro offers.
Yeah, one of them was really intriguing to me. God,
which one?
I think it was the not the one for digestion, but something else about antibacterial or something like that.
It's a powerful anti-inflammatory,
right,
with capacity to help relieve the symptoms of arthritis.
Right.
It's a protective agent against bacterial infection from Salmonella.
That's the one. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
It acts to increase HDL and reduce LDL, relief for stomach gas and prevention of flatulence and overall digestive aid.
Yeah.
It wards off urinary tract infections. It helps reduce feelings of nausea. It eases hormonal mood swings. It adds fiber to the digestive tract. It's a source of iron, magnesium, and it's helpful in fighting anemia. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm just, you know, I can't read everything that it does, but I was just surprised.
And, you know, when they make ceviche, you know, which is like the raw fish and stuff like that,
they put
lots of cilantro in it.
And now we know why.
Well, it's not just for the flavor, obviously.
No. Oh, it disinfects and helps detoxify the body.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one I also liked also. Because anything that disinfects and detoxifies, I'm a big fan of right now.
Are you?
Yeah, because we come in contact with so much in the way of toxins in our lives now. Especially if we're eating from the average grocery store. What about detoxification using lemon? You know, Rob Regish just talked about lemon the other day, how important it is for balancing the body's pH. He said, you know, people should have lemon with their water every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he pointed out that I never thought about? He pointed out the ability for lemon juice to reduce oxidation on fruit.
Come on, I've done that before.
No, but I never made the connection in my head that it could do the same thing to your body.
Oh,
as an antioxidant.
Okay.
I mean, it's a powerful antioxidant. I mean, you could take lemon and squeeze it on an apple and leave the apple out for 2 or 3 days and it still looks fresh. What could it do for your body?
And lime does the same thing, because if you recall, I took some avocado because I was only eating the half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a lime and squirted the lime on the avocado and it stayed fresh in the refrigerator.
I said that during the show. I explained how you save avocados that way by using the lemon and lime juice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I said it during the show. Yeah, so definitely lemon. And you feel that lemon in water is important because it detoxifies, right?
Right. And it also, I've got a list here of things that lemon does for the body. Lemon juice is said to give the glow, your skin a glow. And maybe
just
that's
just by
why,
eating it?
But maybe that's why my skin glows.
Yeah, because you do.
I put lemon in my
water all the time.
It fights against infections, which we all know that. It's an antioxidant, which you just talked about. It lowers blood pressure and increases the levels of HDL as well. If you put a few drops of juice, of lemon juice, in hot water, it's clears the digestive system.
Wow.
And purifies the liver. And the list for lemon juice.
And that's
goes
the
on.
Reason you use it, right? Because of the detoxification and liver purification.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
mm-hmm.
you started doing that. When did you start? Didn't you do that when you went to that retreat?
I did. Mm-hmm.
And they made you starve and just drink lemon juice all the time?
Well, we had a few, like wheatgrass and things like that as well.
Yummy.
I will never drink wheatgrass again.
I am so full from that little shot glass of wheatgrass. I don't think I could eat another thing.
Lemon juice is given to prevent and treat urinary tract infections.
Wow.
It relieves gingivitis.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Yeah.
And basically, I guess it's just killing the infection from the gums.
Yeah. Coconut oil is another product that has an antibacterial, antiviral effect on the body as well.
I use coconut oil on my skin.
What do you think about that? Do you really think it works?
I do.
But there's a caveat to it, isn't there?
Don't use it right before bed. I did it the other night right before bed, and it had a stimulant effect on me.
And people probably think, oh, come on, how could that happen? But, you know, if you eat a large amount of coconut oil right before bed, you don't sleep as well, and that's because it does become ready as energy. I mean, I have coconut oil before my workouts in the morning as part of my pre-workout meal for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably do absorb a lot of it through your skin, and if you're sensitive to that, it probably could have a stimulatory effect.
Well, it certainly did to me.
That's something.
But here's coconut oil is known to rebuild our skin tissue. Can be used topically and internally for the elimination of wrinkles.
Yeah, and I eat a ton of it, but I still have a face that looks like an old shoe. So what's that about?
It's hydrating, and it rebuilds our connective tissues. So, I mean, I'm going to start using it more.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Cool. Except for I'm not going to use it right before. Carl's got a huge smile on his face.
I love when she puts coconut oil over her skin. It's really cool.
It makes your skin feel really soft.
Yeah, it does. What do you want to talk about, Alisa Profumo? Do we want to talk any more about this?
Someone posted on Facebook about, it was Craig Reichlin. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
You have a fantastic memory that you can even remember this stuff.
I'm really impressed.
I'm impressed.
It's the omega-3s.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They're working
for
me.
It's the banana that you had with the caffeine before workout.
He was talking about shift work sleep disorder and how the media has now named that as a disorder that they have drugs for.
It's so terrible.
Isn't it awful?
You know what? Pretty soon they're going to come out with commuting longer than 2 hours in one direction disorder. If it takes longer than 2 hours for you to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just looking for ways. I mean, don't get me wrong. Shift work is bad.
It's one of
the worst things that's happened to our population as a result of the industrialization process.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. People should be sleeping at night. But you have people that have to pay their bills. And their only opportunity for a job quite often is to work late at night. They have a higher rate of cancer. They have a higher rate of heart disease. They develop diabetes almost spontaneously. I mean, we have a friend whose father was an avid runner and like a health nut. And he had type 2 diabetes most of his life, and he worked the graveyard shift most of his life.
Yes.
I mean, it's really easy to figure this one out. But you know what? Shift work isn't going to go away anytime soon because, A, we are in a 24-hour economy. B, manufacturers and companies, UPS and these types of companies, they actually work at night. That's when they do all their stuff at night, you know, transferring packages. And C, there will always be people who need money that will sacrifice their bodies for a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. Sad that people have to make that decision in the first place.
It is.
And you know what's interesting? There's a website called thewakeupsquad.com. It's a brand new website. They have no traffic. People need to check it out. And they are working hard to spread the word about the dangers of shift work. And I had a conversation with a fellow who's a police officer at our gym.
Uh-huh.
And he works a night shift. And he comes into the gym right after working and he works out. And I said to him one day, I said, hey, Keith, I said, he said, oh, man, I just got off work. And I says, does it bother you that you're working at night? You know that it's no good. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, it frustrates me. He goes, but what can I do? That's the shift I got. So shift workers know that it's not good for them. They know it. So not only is it unhealthy, but it's stressful because in the back of their mind, they're thinking to themselves, what the hell am I doing to my body right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that was verified in a study that's posted on the Wake Up Squad website. They surveyed 1,500 shift workers. And this was a poll that was in partnership by Men's Health Network and Cephalon, the company that makes cookware.
Right.
And, you know, the large majority of them said, yeah, I know it's no good for me, and I'm wondering what it's doing to my body, but what can I do?
Here it says that obtaining enough sleep during the day is a major problem for many night workers, and the hypnotics given in the morning can lengthen daytime sleep. However, studies show that nighttime sleepiness is not affected.
Right.
So even if they take the pills to make them sleep during the day, it doesn't help with the nighttime sleepiness.
And why is that, Elisa?
I don't know.
Because the body is designed to sleep at night. Period. End of story.
Yep.
It's like somebody saying to you, you don't have to breathe out. You just have to breathe in because breathing in is where life is. And so you can't. You can't breathe in without breathing out. You can't. You can't be up in the daytime without sleeping at night. We are hardwired that way.
Right.
And those people out there who say, well, you know, I don't need sleep. I can sleep 4 hours a day. Tell me that when you're 60, diabetic, you've got coronary artery disease, arthritis, and every other flipping disease out there, and you're wishing you got more sleep when you were young.
So many of the people that I know that say they only need 4 hours of sleep, and, you know, while they may be professionally doing well, they look terrible.
Yes.
They
look old.
They look old. Their health is in, you know, they have diabetes or they're overweight, and it's just, you know, what are they doing to their bodies?
Let me read this from the study real quick, okay?
Okay.
It says, in terms of emotional and psychological impact, more than half of the 1,500 people surveyed reported feeling frustrated and drained in the last week, with many others reporting irritability, anxiety, and anger. Now, you know where the irritability, anxiety, and anger are coming from, right? Blood sugar drops.
Right.
We know this. We know this. The people who work at night, they have the blood sugar management capability of a 95-year-old. And it goes on. The survey respondents also reported daily concerns for their energy levels, weight. Most of them were overweight. And their sex lives, which diminished. Because if you don't have a libido, you're unhealthy. Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
The body knows that if you're unhealthy, not to let you reproduce. So if your libido is gone, your desire is gone, you have health problems that the symptoms may not even be here yet, but they've already shown up. In fact, I blogged about this. Uh-huh. There's a study that was just done on women that links libido and health disorders.
Right.
That women need to start paying attention to this sort of stuff. They just think, oh, because I'm getting older, I don't have the sexual desire anymore. No, it's because you're getting ill that you don't have the sexual desire anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes on. It says the average shift worker has not had a meal with their family in 2 weeks or exercised in 24 days. It's sad.
When there's nothing that can be done.
No. Well, no, there is something that can be done. Their families need to be supportive of them somehow. Their families need to find other ways to get around financially so that this person doesn't have to sacrifice their life for the family. You know what? This is ridiculous what we're doing in the quest for money in this country.
Mm-hmm. Some people have to, though. That's the problem.
I understand. But you know what? If you have to, you also have to find a way out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find a way out. Maybe it's looking for a new job, new industry, a home-based business, something that gives you control where you don't have to kill yourself for a paycheck. Because trust me, when they start piling dirt on the coffin, you're not going to think to yourself, gee, I wish I would have worked harder and went sooner.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You ponder that, and we'll be right back.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background. Is a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
What show am I listening to?
American Idol, I'm Randy.
Yo, dude,
that was yo. That was like yo, yo, yo.
I'm glad you're making me laugh because I'm a little frustrated.
I was going to say, you looked angry a second ago. What happened?
I don't look angry, I look frustrated. There's a difference.
Okay, okay.
Well, okay. Somebody keeps going to Superhuman Radio, and after a casual Friday, you know, there's a rate button
right
on the post.
Right, so you can let people know how much you like the show.
Or how much you dislike it.
Right.
Every single casual Friday, somebody rates it poorly.
Like really poorly, like a 1.
Like a 1.
Yeah.
Right. And so a few weeks ago, I played a little game with this person, and I'd rate it high, and then they would come in and rate it low.
Like
instantaneously.
Right
within, you know.
10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we know it's the same person because it captures your IP address,
mm-hmm.
so you can only vote, you know, a certain number of times.
Right.
So what are you trying to say? But it's not just Casual Friday.
It's not just Casual Friday. It's any show that I'm associated with. Like, for example, the show that I planned with the personal trainer and
the Learning Annex series.
The Learning Annex series.
Which I gave you credit for at the beginning of the show. I said these new Learning Annex series are all the brainchild of Elisa Profumo. And those were clearly, that one was a fantastic show. Everybody liked that. I got so many emails from so many people saying
how much they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, suggested us having them back again.
Yeah, because we have a lot of professionals in the audience.
Right. And
but
somebody,
this one person
went in and rated it poorly. So right. My suggestion is if this person doesn't like the shows that I'm associated with, then please just don't listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like childish.
It really is.
Yeah. It's sad, but you have to think about it. Think about how frustrated that person must be that this is what they strive to do is like to go to that show and rate it poorly. I mean, they must have a really
simple mind, I would say.
Insignificant things going on in their lives. But anyway.
Well, I wanted to congratulate Adelfo.
Sarame, yeah.
Yeah, he came in second in his show.
He looked amazing.
He looked so good.
You know, with his short hair.
Uh-huh.
But he has it back, like pulled back in a top knot, like ponytail.
Uh-huh.
He really looks like one of those samurai warriors. He has that jaw, his facial features and everything.
Mm-hmm.
When he had the ponytail, looks like a top knot. I thought, my God, he could like be in one of those samurai warrior movies if he wanted
to. He looked really
good.
Oh,
man. The dude was in great shape.
And Dr. Andro posted his blog today Adelfo wrote the blog and... and Dr. Andro posted it, but it was about his prep. And you know, there's so much that goes into that, just the water depletion and making sure to eat the proper foods right before the show and during your pump up. And I mean, it's just amazing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Talented and dedicated guy, Adelfo
mm-hmm.
is. Anyway, okay, so we've got lots of important things to talk about.
I want to talk about pink slime. It's been, as you know, it's been in the news quite a bit lately.
Yeah. And slime is yet another example of social media at work.
I was just
it's a wonderful
to
time
say.
To be an American. I got to be honest with you. It's very exciting right now.
Is it?
I feel like that we can actually affect change all of a sudden.
Well, it's starting to show because ABC News listed, it was a couple days ago, all of the grocery stores that are now saying that they will not carry beef with pink slime in it.
Right.
Safeway, Stop and Shop, Giant, Costco, Publix, HEB, Whole Foods, Kroger, Tops Markets, Super Value, Food Lion, Walmart, and Sam's Club.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
I just hope that it's not some sort of ploy to rename it, you know, just like they did fructose sugar. So instead of calling it whatever they call it now, they're going to change it a little bit and call it something else and still keep it out there.
How do you know? Like if you go to the grocery store, how do you know that you're getting beef?
I have no idea. I have no idea how you know. I mean, and who do you ask? I mean, the guy that works in the butcher department doesn't know anything.
I don't know.
That's why it's just safer to buy your meat from your local farmer.
That's what I said. Someone asked me that at the gym. He says, how do you know that when you buy it at the grocery store that it doesn't have the pink slime in it? And I said, well, that's when you buy from your local farmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did you hear where P&G bought out New Chapter?
Tell us about it. I know we erroneously said that Monsanto owned a bunch of companies, but as it turns out, there are a lot of connections between Monsanto and larger companies.
Well, first of all, I want to just address that P&G bought New Chapter.
Right.
Because New Chapter has, you know, supplements that are supposed to be all natural, blah, blah, blah. So now you've got a company who sells Prilosec and
right.
Bounce and, you know, all of these canola oil
right.
and Pringles. Now they're going to be selling these natural vitamins.
Right. But, you know, you and I talked about this about 2 months ago. We talked about the fact that what companies are going to start doing, and when I say companies, it's a broad statement. I'm talking about large food and large pharmaceutical companies, is they're going to try to buy companies that have an established footprint and a sense of goodwill within the nutritional supplement industry. So Pfizer's bought,
they just bought Emergency. And I'm not going to buy Emergency because what are these big companies going to do to the ingredients that
never
are supposed
mind that.
To be all natural?
And never mind that. Let's say they keep their hands off that company and let it run as is. What we're basically doing is we're allowing the dishonest company to become legitimized, and we're giving them dollars anyway. Pfizer's, in fact, is a dying company by all measurements in the pharmaceutical industry. Most of their products are coming out of patent protection or have come out of patent protection. They've got nothing new. They're not spending any money on R&D. They are actually looking for ways to stay alive, in my humble opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't hear Pfizer fading into the sunset, either being purchased by another company or just disappearing in the next 10 years, okay? Mm-hmm. With that being said, I don't want to buy Emergency because I don't want Pfizer to get money. I don't want somebody who's been killing people and making them sick now to go, oh, you know what? We're going to launder ourselves. Or as Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg say, they're going to get in the wash and we're going to clean up our act and we're going to get people to spend money with us because we're going to buy this company because this company has all of this halo effect.
Okay. So do you know who owns P&G? Now, this came from Natural News, the Health Ranger guy.
So we didn't fact check this one. Right? We're assuming he did.
Right. And one of the top shareholders is Warren Buffett. He reportedly owns $4.8 billion in P&G stock.
Okay.
$4.8 billion.
Okay, but now why is Warren Buffett a bad guy? I thought Warren Buffett was a good guy. But doesn't he also own large shares of other companies, too?
Well, P&G's top shareholder is Vanguard.
Okay, and they're an insurance
company,
right?
They're a mutual fund.
Yes, a financial services company.
And
okay.
The second top shareholder is State Street Corporation.
So, but Vanguard also is involved. There's some sort of connection between Vanguard and Monsanto, right?
P&G is also owned in large part by bailout banksters such as J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America, right. The very banks who received trillions of dollars in bailout funds. Which, of course, we have
people.
Covered, our right. taxpayers have covered that.
Right. And interestingly enough, still foreclosed on those homes. So right. Now they have the money and the homes.
Okay, so now here's the important connection between P&G and Monsanto. P&G's CFO, John Moeller, is on the board of directors of Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And he's also on the Business Advisory Council of the Federal Reserve Banks. So it's all intertwined.
Yeah. The money, the people who make the money and control the money to the people who make the food and control the food. P&G really, Procter & Gamble isn't necessarily a terrible company. They do have some products that are good. Unfortunately, they are labeled with the truth that they are the first company to introduce a hydrogenated oil and probably responsible for the development of the whole hydrogenated oil market, which led to the premature death of so many American people and people abroad too, I would imagine. So, yeah, it's terrible. And once again, none of this comes into the equation when you support your family farm.
Right.
When you find a small family farmer, you don't have to worry about pink slime. You don't have to worry about supporting companies that are selling you products that are hurting you,
mm-hmm.
because now they're selling you something that you do like.
Mm-hmm.
Family farm, that's the way to go. And until more people get out of their comfort zone and start buying from their family farm, we're going to continue to have these big conglomerate companies taking advantage of us and politicians selling us to the highest bidder, period, end of story. Once you start buying from the family farm and you get off of that grid, every family that does that, you're contributing to our health freedom.
Speaking of consumer pressure and social media, did you see where Walmart, the consumers are trying to pressure Walmart not to to reject the sweet corn? Sorry.
Oh, and Walmart is actually thinking about doing it.
Yes.
We have to take a break, believe it or not. But when we come back, that I want to segue into the FDA. Aren't they voting on whether bisphenol A should be removed?
On March 31st, they are.
We have to talk about that because there's something that people can do, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge,
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rihanna. Good girl gone bad. Big girl gone bad. Rihanna's a big girl. Holy mackerel.
You think?
Hell. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I know a lot of people like Rihanna. They
think she has a wonderful voice.
She has a beautiful voice, but I actually think that she used to be a guy.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you. I mean, she's big.
Okay, so did you know that the FDA will announce by next weekend whether or not they are going to have a ban on bisphenol A from food packaging?
Yeah, well, a little late. I mean, the European Union banned it how long ago?
A while ago.
Yeah. I mean, we're just getting around to doing it now. I think that's kind of funny.
So the Environmental Working Group has 79,000 signatures. But they need more. They're trying to reach 100,000. So if you could go to the Environmental Working Group's website.
Isn't it EWG.org?
Yes.
Is that what it is? EWG.org.
And send your message to the FDA that you want your food to be safe.
We're going to have a legislative action area of the new website. The Supreme Radio website is going to be redone within the next 30, 45 days. It's going to look totally different. It's not going to look like you've arrived at the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus website, as it does now, with, you know, things popping and dropping down and little wee-wee, 15 clowns jumping out of a Volkswagen. You know, that's all what's going on right now over there. But we're going to have a legislative action center. I actually have enlisted my good friend, Al Fasano, who is extremely political, to give me some advice on certain agendas and how to approach them. Al is a genius. We talked about this on the phone the other day. He said the mistake that most people make is they're too broad in the scope of what they want the government to do when they do these petitions. He says you got to really think it through. You got to zero in. You got to say these are the two actions we want, and this is how we want it to. So we're going to have our own legislative action committee page where people will be able to sign petitions, and I'm hoping to get some. There's some things I want to get changed.
Did you know that dozens of protesters shut down Monsanto's offices in California for one day?
Yes!
That's a small thing in the scope of what's going on, but it's
A big thing.
It's a big step.
I mean, to shut down Monsanto for a day, in other words,
the office in California.
Employees couldn't get to work or couldn't get in?
They just didn't send the employees because there were protesters out front.
Good. They should protest every day, Monday through Friday, and just shut them down.
So then the employees don't go at all.
Yeah.
So that's a huge step in the right direction. However, the millions against Monsanto were that same day in Washington, D.C. protesting, and they arrested them. Yeah. I think 12 people were arrested. And the funny thing is you don't hear it in the news. Why is that?
Well, because the media doesn't want to promote that stuff. I mean, Monsanto... It does have a lot of influence on advertising dollars. There's no doubt about that. The companies that it sponsors, it sells to, or companies that it owns. Monsanto's a global giant.
Right.
They have a lot of power. But you know what? I think this is really great. What do you think is going on in the boardrooms at Monsanto right now? Holy crap. People hate us more than they hate the government. What are we going to do? So what would you do if you were Monsanto? Would you listen to the people and go, you know what? Maybe it's time for a complete corporate overhaul. Let's give the people what they want.
But they're not going to because they have the government on their side.
Right.
That's the difference.
But what they're going to do is they're going to say, we need to straighten people out. We need to straighten. And you know what? You can't straighten us out because we vote with our dollars. Now, obviously, if you get the government to control our money, too, by getting away from currency and giving us plastic so that the government can go in and freeze your account, so you can't spend it or tell you what you can spend your money on, you know, then it's a different story. But right now, we still vote with our dollars.
Right. And then there was also an article published on March 15th that the die-off of honeybees, critical for pollinating food crops, is linked to insecticide.
Yes. In fact, it's linked to genetically modified foods, that the foods actually have the anti-nutrient insecticides built into them, like the Roundup Ready corn and all these. You know, they're making these new vegetable crops resistant to bugs by actually putting the insecticides, if you will, into the genetic makeup of the vegetable. So when the bug eats it, it dies. Well, guess what? The bees eat this stuff too.
Well, and they're not only eating, but when the farmers are using the technology to plant the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds that are coated with the insecticides,
right.
There's a widespread death of the honeybees because they reportedly get introduced to the insecticide just from the
air. The particulate matter that's in the air.
They fly through it and it kills them.
Yes, yes.
From the particulate matter.
Right, exactly. So it's a very, very sad situation. And this is probably why Monsanto bought Bee Logic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to try to develop a genetically modified bee that is resistant to their genetically modified crops.
You have a good memory, too. You remembered Bee Logic.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been a while since we did that story.
I was eating my bacon and eggs last night for dinner. And I thought, I'm waiting for Monsanto to come out with eggs that already have bacon flavor in them. I mean, they're already genetically modifying salmon. The next thing is just to start combining food, peanuts that have jelly flavor in them, so the peanut butter and jelly is there, you know, eggs that taste like bacon.
But would you think people will really buy that?
There are a lot of stupid people in this country. Just look at the number of people who not only watch Mike and Molly, but probably look like Mike and Molly. You think that people look like that because they applied their own intelligence? I mean, Harvard just did a terrible disservice to people, trying to scare them away from eating meat.
Now more
people are going to eat bread.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
And grains. Weren't they talking about the school lunch programs on TV this morning during cardio when we were watching that, and they were talking about how, you know, fruits and vegetables, and there was no protein at all?
Oh, that was the other segment. The woman who was on, I can't think of her name, but she works with the Obama administration and the school lunch program.
Right.
And they had a table full of food. And I literally, like, if you could imagine, like, this big, probably 12-foot long, 3-foot wide table, and one small little corner had some chicken in it, and the rest of it was vegetables and grains, and that was it. And they were talking about how they're striving to make school lunches healthier. And I looked at you and I said, there is virtually no animal protein represented on that table.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, the bell peppers, good things. You know, the kale, good things. The spinach, great stuff. All good stuff. I'm not saying that's the problem. But I'm saying that the lack of animal protein is a problem. I mean, children need amino acids. They need protein. Even April's son knew that he had to get stitches, and he said, I'm going to eat protein, Mom, so I heal better.
Uh-huh.
There's an intelligent kid.
Right. That's exactly what she said that he told her.
There's an intelligent. How old is he?
He's 10.
God bless that kid. He's obviously going to look at that table that the Obama administration is suggesting be school lunch. He's going to go, where's my chicken?
Where's
my steak?
Where's the protein?
Yeah, where's my protein?
You know, he really is a smart kid. He has a crush on me.
That's why he's a smart kid. I know. I may have to fight him someday. I'm going to have to stay strong. Anyway. All right, so, yeah, that's the little thing on school lunches. Give kids protein. They need protein.
Speaking of protein, did you see where Wendy's is now taking over the number 2 slot from Burger King?
No, I didn't.
Yes. But what surprised me, what I read, was that Wendy's had sales of $8.5 billion.
Isn't that amazing?
In 2011. $8.5 billion.
Yeah.
That's really disgusting.
When I stopped eating at Wendy's, their profits dropped dramatically.
Did they?
I used to eat at Wendy's a couple, 3 times a day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And every time I ate there, it was I get 3 double stacks on 1 bun, an order of fries, and then generally a diet Mr. Pibb. Because I was one of those naive people, too.
Yeah. But artificial sweetener in the diet.
But
drink,
you know what? I
got to
tell you something.
Coloring.
I got to tell you something. Of all the hamburgers out there, if I was stranded and somebody said, okay, you have to eat a fast food, what's it going to be? I would go for the Wendy's hamburger and just throw the buns away. Because I really do think they have the best beef.
Does it have pink slime in it?
I'm sure. I'm sure it does. So, but I still think it's the best beef. We have to take a commercial break. Listener
questions when we come back?
We can come back, and then we have a new segment called Final Thoughts that we're going to do today.
Yes, Carl's new segment.
I'm working on something. Okay, so you can all poke fun at me later. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. That's the Nasha. Wu-Tang Clan.
Nasha.
Wu-Tang, 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 Wu-Tang.
Nasha. From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Old school scratch up. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Casual Friday. So you want to read listener questions first? Want to do that?
Okay, I have one right here from Brian Recker.
Oh, yeah. Brian's been listening to the show for a long time.
Is the Superior Trace Mineral deal one per person or one per household?
Brian, trying to play the odds, brother. Okay. Well, it's one per household, I think. I'm pretty sure it's one per household. But obviously, I would also use a different name if you're going to use a different household to order it. Because I don't know how they'll handle that. I mean, obviously, John Wood is a great guy, and I asked him for something special, and he gave us something special. Not only did he give 20% off, but he also gave a buy one, get one free on the Superior Trace Minerals. So, you know, I mean, go easy on him. That's all I can say.
Also, when we were talking about the FDA and no BPA in food packaging, Steve Parente had shared a link on your page that where people can go to sign, to tell the FDA to remove it from food packaging. So it's on the link is on your Facebook page.
Cool. Okay. So people go to my Facebook page and join the protest movement.
Yes.
Also, there was a post, but now it's gone. There was a post, but now it's gone. It said something about you, someone who's jealous of you or something like that. And I had a thought. You know, you're not officially a celebrity until you have a hater. Who stalks you and hates you.
I have a hater.
So you can thank that person. What you really need to do is say to that person, thank you so much for making me famous. Because you're not famous until someone starts stalking you and hating you.
Well, I'm really not famous, let's face it.
Oh, you're famous with some people. Let's face it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about some of these other questions that we have here. Let's see, where do I start? Samir Banga said he's wondering if I could address protein needs of a person who trains naturally versus a person who is on steroids. It seems that there is a lot of agreement on this particular point, with some people suggesting that if not on steroids, steroids, then 2 times your weight. Oh, I see. Say 2 grams per pound is too much. No, and that's not true. While at the same time, there are people who suggest that there is no such thing as too much protein. There is too much protein. There absolutely is, like anything else. You can't just go berserk with it. I know Dr. Scott Connolly has said before on BodyRx that he believes that the amount of protein to directly correlate with the amount of muscle, and he goes on to add, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but here's the bottom line. 2 grams per pound of body weight is the magic for anybody.
Including women?
Yes. Yes.
I would have thought it might be a little less.
No, in order to have that thermogenic effect that's associated with protein consumption, and in order to have a higher protein synthetic response, no matter where you go, for as long as we've been talking about this process, it's always been 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight.
Okay.
Okay? So a 250-pound man should be eating close to 500 grams of protein. Now,
What if he wants to drop body fat?
Still true.
Okay, so he shouldn't.
No, you just alter your carbohydrates and you make up the difference in calories and fat.
Okay.
But keep in mind that you don't just switch that on. You just don't go one day, okay, I've been eating a 1 gram per pound of body weight, and now I'm just going to go for the gusto. You have to slowly, gradually move into that. And it doesn't matter if you're on steroids or not. It really doesn't.
What about weight training?
Steroid. The only thing steroids do is speed the recuperative process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they do influence protein synthesis. They make it occur faster, but it won't occur faster if you don't have the building blocks. If you don't have enough, what Dr. Connolly always talked about was if all you're feeding your body is the protein it needs to do the day-to-day work, it's not going to build new muscle. You have to give it an excess of protein so that the excess that's not being used for metabolic function in general can be used for the protein synthetic response. And generally, upwards of 1 gram of protein and slowly encroaching on 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight is where that number is. Now, not everybody can do that. As we talked the other day on a show with Rob Regish, I believe, you know, you got to increase gradually, maybe, you know, 500 calories per day for 2 or 3 weeks before you start nudging that up, because your body has to become prepared to assimilate all that. So right. I really don't think it matters, to be honest with you, whether you're using drugs or not, as far as your protein consumption goes. So hopefully I answered that.
Okay, I have one here from Robert Dietz. He says he loves Superhuman Radio, and he listens every chance he gets, and his wife is also listening. A friend of his has gastroparesis.
Gastroparesis.
And I was wondering if you had any books or sites that could help her.
No, I really don't. But we can look. I mean, I'll find something. Maybe we need to just do a show.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. I have one that's more of a comment. And this comes from Mr. X. Mr. X said, "Hi, Carl. Paying for a personal trainer and Rob Regish's book was not cheap. But the combination did contribute to me deadlifting heavy yesterday. I deadlifted 315 cleanly, and I look forward to moving up. I am a good example of someone who tweaked their lower back, stuck to the trap bar deadlifts like Brooks Kubik discussed, and am surprised to see my deadlift is stronger. So it does transfer over to the deadlift by using the trap bar for your deadlifts." That's a good point. He said, "I think that I heard you say recently that you deadlifted 475 for a couple reps." Yes, I did. Last week on my whole body workout, I did do a double with 475. I am training back today. I will not be deadlifting today. I'm going to give myself a week before I deadlift again, following what Brooks and Wade Johnson said. You don't go in there every week trying to improve on those types of heavy central nervous system compromising lifts. So I'll just be training traditional rowing movements and stuff like that. What do you got?
That's it for me.
Okay, I have, let's see here. This one comes from Avakai in Israel. "Hi, Carl. Great show with Tom Mastrocola today. You should bring this guy back again. It is very refreshing to get a guy like him. Very refreshing. What about CrossFit? Your show cannot ignore the growing trend." We should do a show on CrossFit.
Yes, we should.
Good point. "Get the guy who just won the Reebok 2011, I don't know if this says Rich Froning, I guess that's his name. The guy is indeed superhuman. And stop killing your international audience with the Quest protein bar. We don't have them here, and we are stuck with regular candies, which we don't buy. Thanks." Avakai has been listening to my show since the beginning.
And where is he?
He's in Israel.
Oh.
And he started emailing me years ago from Israel. And in fact, I helped him obtain a copy of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors from Randy Roach because he wanted a copy. and they couldn't get it in Israel at the time. So, yes, I do know that Quest is now shipping to some international locations.
We talked about that last week.
But they are trying harder to reach out to some of the areas that they are not. And we are going to have Tom Mastrocola back on. In fact, he's going to start blogging on the Superhuman Radio website, hopefully. And we're going to be doing a special group of episodes as we follow him through his preparation for the Muscle Beach Classic.
And that's in August, right?
Yeah, he's 40 years old, so he's us. He's, you know, he's our group. He's not a kid.
What group?
Us older. Well, not you. You're like a kid. So us older people, you know what I mean, who is striving for physical greatness, but also health is the same at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you ready for your new segment?
Yes, I am. Hold on a second. I was supposed to be ready to do this first. Yeah.
Carl's new segment.
I'm ripping off Bill Maher.
You kind of look like him.
Oh, please. Bill Maher's a nice looking guy. All right, so we're going to call this Final Thoughts. And I'm going to try to do this every Casual Friday towards the end of the show. It's kind of like my pet peeve section, but I'm not going to rant. I'm going to try to be intelligent because a lot of people always say that I get way off track when I rant. And it's true. When I start ranting, the words come out of my mouth before I can even think about them. So,
really?
Yes, they do. I admit it. I'm the first one to admit it. I was at the gym yesterday. I was preparing to go into the sauna. And I overheard a guy, real big guy, carrying a lot of body weight. But he looks like he has the chassis to be a big muscular guy, too.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking to, who's the guy that works at the gym that always is happy?
Lewis.
He was talking to Lewis.
Lewis tells me I rock.
Yeah, I rock, yeah. And Lewis is a great guy. He's very uplifting. He's always positive. So they were talking, and Lewis was asking him how he's doing. And the guy said, oh, I'm doing great. And I overheard him say, you know, I get a point for every 15 minutes of cardio I do. And I get a point for every pound I lose. And I get a point for this and a point. And so I was listening, and I turned around to him. I says, do you get any points for muscle gains? And he goes, no, they don't count that. I don't know who I didn't say who you're talking about. You know, I didn't say, well, is this Jenny Craig? Is this a bariatrics? You know, who is this? You know, he said, no, they don't really count that. He says, all they care about is BMI and how much weight I lose. I said, so all they focus on is the scale. You go and you get weighed, and based on your weight reduction and the things you've done during the week, you get points. He says, yeah, exactly. And I was about to walk away, and then I turned around and I says, you know, that's a really big mistake. I said, because muscle is the only thing that's going to keep you from developing metabolic disorder someday. I said, muscle is the only thing that's going to allow you to truly stay young. It's our one chance at longevity, at healthy longevity. And I said, I'm surprised that people aren't paying attention to that. And it's really a shame. It really is. Most Americans are metabolically broken. And I use the word broke more specifically because muscle is metabolic currency. And most people are on the verge of metabolic bankruptcy. They don't care about muscle. What they care about is that they can fit into a size 2, a size 4 dress, or a size 29 waist pair of jeans. And they don't care the fact that the amount of muscle they've given up in their new diet that they've been sticking to is actually going to lead them down a path of illness someday. And the reason they don't care is because organizations like Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers and the American Dietetic Association and you name it are focused on the wrong thing. And I said to this guy, imagine that you had a safety deposit box. That safety deposit box was a certain size based on your genetics and your personal desire. I said, now imagine that in that safety deposit box, it could only hold 1 pound of pieces of paper that happen to be, you know, 5 inches long by 2.5 inches wide. I said, and some of those pieces of paper are blank, but some of them are $100 bills. I said, what do you want to be in your safety deposit box? I says, do you want currency in your safety deposit box or you want paper that's just taking up space, assuming that you have to get the box filled? And once it's filled, that's it. It's done. He goes, oh, I'd want currency. I'd want $100 bills. He laughed and he goes, I'd want $1,000 bills. I said, exactly. I said, well, muscle is metabolic currency and you have a safety deposit box. It's your body. I said, and the space that the fat's taking up, is space that the muscle can't take up. I says, and so as you lose weight and you start to transfer the fat, the muscle that you're carrying for fat, you're filling your safety deposit box with blank paper. And when it comes time for you to depend on your body, like you have to depend on your savings account, you're going to be broke, I said. And you're going to go into metabolic bankruptcy. And this is the message that doctors need to start getting. The day that doctors abandon metabolic BMI, the basal metabolic index, and start taking a body caliper and checking people's body fat to lean body ratio, until they start doing that, they will be giving advice that will lead their patients down the road of illness and being metabolically bankrupt someday. And the only way they're going to do that is when we become more vocal about it. We need to start being proud of the muscle. This comes full circle to the woman who said that looks like a man's butt in that picture. Mm-hmm. We need to be proud of muscle, not embarrassed of it. Don't be embarrassed. Somewhere along the line in high school, maybe it was because the jocks beat up a lot of people.
Well, women too.
Well, but I mean, men and women. Somewhere along the line, someone decided that muscle was not good and really self-indulgent. And it's anything but the truth. I think women should pass on the Zumba class and go in there and do some squats and deadlifts if you really want to make yourself healthy and keep disease at bay. So hopefully the more of us that talk about this and that are proud of our muscular bodies and don't make apologies for spending time in the gym and focusing on the right foods, maybe more and more people will get wise, and then eventually doctors will go, you know, I think muscle is important, and they'll start talking about it with their patients too. Hopefully it'll happen in our lifetime. I don't know. But that is my final thoughts for the show. What do you think?
I think it's good.
Okay. We have anything else to talk about, Elisa?
Nope.
Thank you to all the contributors out there to the show who send us information and ask us questions.
Thank you to the haters.
I was just saying thank you to the person who's going to obviously vote this a one as soon as it gets posted. We love you anyway. You can keep listening. We know that you're miserable. And thanks to all the listeners, really, for being here this week. And we will report next week on the Northern Kentucky show that we're going to go see.
Yes.
That's exciting. Bye. Well, that's the end of this show. Would you like to say something?
Have a nice weekend. Bye.